message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Welcome at least two or three people and tell them welcome to God's presence. And then you may please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. And I know that for sure, none of us here will go back the same in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate God for many of our students who have gone on vacation, several hundreds of them, and for many others also who traveled for the short break that is on presently. We pray that for as many that have traveled, God will bring them back safely in the name of Jesus. I say, God will bring them back safely in Jesus' name. And those that might still be traveling during this short break, you will go in peace and return back in peace in Jesus' name. Can I hear you say a big amen? It's our anointing service this morning, and we are trusting God that the Spirit of the Lord will be available amongst us this morning, and the power of the anointing will be made available this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a bigger amen. Amen. Anointing for divine presence and power. Anointing for divine presence and power. Anointing for divine presence and power. It's a month of divine presence and power. And in this anointing service, I know that Jehovah will meet with you and I in the name of Jesus. It has been established while we started this series that divine presence is the greatest asset of a man. The divine presence of God is the greatest asset of a believer. There is nothing that a believer can have that can be an asset to him like the presence of God. Now listen to me, friends. Your certificate cannot be compared to the presence of God. Your beauty, your handsomeness can never be compared to the presence of God. And in days past, we have established to us that many of those that were distinguished in life were distinguished simply because they had the presence of God. That was Esther's qualification. God was with her, and she was preferred among all the other virgins. That was David's qualification. He was anointed. God rejected Saul in 1 Samuel 16 verse 1. And then he spoke to Samuel and said, I've rejected Saul. I have appointed for somebody else. I have appointed somebody else for myself in the house of Jesse. And as they went there, they picked that boy that was rejected. That shepherd boy, forgotten by even his own father. And the presence of God distinguished him. In the name of Jesus, as God liveth, in this month, God's presence will distinguish you and your family. I say God's presence will distinguish you and your family. You might be at the back seat. It is the presence of God that brings you to the front seat. You might have been forgotten by neighbors, by associates, by friends. But the presence of God always causes you to be remembered. And today, God will cause you to be remembered. I say God will cause you to be remembered. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. What is divine presence? What is the divine presence of God? Divine presence is the supernatural power of God available in the life of a person for his advantage and for his positive impact. Divine presence is the supernatural power. It's not just power, the supernatural power, power beyond this world, that is available for a man and a woman for their advantage and for their positive impact in their life and in their generation. Also, you must note, beloved, that the divine presence of God is a tool for destiny accomplishment and the decoration of the life of a person. Every carrier of the presence of God is decorated. Every carrier of the presence of God is distinguished. every carrier of the presence of God is highly favored. And today, God will highly favor you in Jesus' name. And of course, we can, the anointing and the presence of God can be used interchangeably. When you say this person is anointed, it means the person carries the presence of God. And in this anointing service this morning, I see that presence of God coming on you in the name of Jesus. The anointing signifies or is synonymous with God's presence. Once the power of God enters into the oil that we'll be using to anoint you this morning, the oil no longer becomes ordinary oil. It is now a tool for the impartation of the presence of God on a man. I don't care what a man has personally. I don't care what a man has. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care how many schools he has gone to. If he lacks divine presence, he's a wasted person. I don't care. No matter what you have, if you lack the backing of God, then that person is as good as a wasted person. Your life will not be a wasted life. Amen. I didn't hear your loud amen. Amen. And that's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 29 and 30. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden. Say, I will give you rest. Come to me. There's something I have that if I give it to you, to give you rest. For I'm meek. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. I want to dwell with you. I want to change your story. In the rest of 2019, my God and your God will change your story. Amen. It will bless you massively in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, example of those who enjoyed divine presence of God. Examples of those who enjoyed this divine presence of God and their life was never the same again. Number one is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. In Acts 10 verse 38, Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the enemy, for God was with him. Everywhere Jesus Christ went to, he carried the presence of God. He was healing all those who are oppressed. He was doing signs and wonders simply because he carried God's presence. He dominated everywhere he went to. He was in charge. The reason is not because only because it's Jesus Christ, but because he carried the presence of God. You are carrying God's presence from here today. I say you are carrying God's presence from here today. You are carrying God's presence from here today. Amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Amen. Jesus had the oil on his head. Jesus had the presence of God, which we can also signify as the oil. If we say that man has oil, that woman has oil, it means that man carries the presence of God. To be oilless is to be useless. To lack the presence of God is to lack everything. A journey without the presence of God is a useless journey. An event without God's backing is a useless event. May you not go on any journey without God. I said, may you not go on any journey without God. I told you the story before some time ago. A young man, youthful exuberance, came to the house to visit his mother and was in the car with his friends. And as he was going, the mother said, as you are going, I pray that the presence of God will go with you. She said, Mommy, as you can see, the car is already full. If the presence of God is needed here, it can be inside the boot. But inside the car, me and my friends, we're enjoying ourselves to where we are going with good music. Friends, he did not get his destination. He had a ghastly motor accident. Everybody in the car died because they all laughed. They all scorned the presence of God. when he spoke, they all laughed. And as they laughed, and there was egg in the boot. The mother gave him egg, crates of egg. Not one of the crates of egg was broken or even cracked. Where he left the presence of God was where the presence of God stayed. And evil never entered the place. The whole front, the back, everything. Blood everywhere. Your blood will not be shed. You will not die in a useless manner. The presence of God is your asset. Don't lose it. If Jesus needed the presence of God, who am I to say I don't care about God's presence? Jesus himself, the Son of the living God, needed the presence of God. Jesus The only begotten Son of God needs God's presence. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all those who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. You will not lose God's presence. Number two example of those that enjoy the presence of God and their life changed is a man called Abraham. I mean, I can talk about this on and on and on and on and on. Abraham was a man that carried God's presence. Despite the fact that he was from a very funny background, his background was not very, very on point because his father was into idol worship and all that. Abraham distinguished himself because of God's presence. One day he traveled with his wife, Sarah. And when they got to King Abimelech, this story is Genesis chapter 20, from verse 1 all through to verse 18. When they got, and Abraham journeyed from thence towards south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. The king, Abimelech, was the king of Gerar. And as he got there, he told his wife, my love, this place, they are very deadly guys. If they know that I'm the husband of this kind of beautiful woman, they will kill me. Say, tell them there that I'm your brother and that you are my sister. And in actual fact, he did not, it was not a lie, but it was not a full truth. Because Sarah was actually related to him. But he did not want to lose his life. So he said, okay, tell them, you are my sister. And immediately they set their eyes on Sarah. The Bible says they went to the king and said, somebody is here that is very beautiful. And the king colonized another man's wife. He picked Sarah, put her in the house, waiting for maybe the wedding or the day he's going to have something to do with her. He had not done anything with her yet. And if you read the Bible very well, in Genesis chapter 20, verse 7, God appeared to the man. No, let me start from verse 6, please, for clarity. God appeared to the man in verse. And God said unto him, that's to the king himself. Abraham was not a king that time. He was a small boy. He had not become the great Abraham at that time. But see what the divine presence of God can do. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou did this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also will tell thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Verse 7. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. And he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that is thine. God appeared immediately when the king wanted to cheat his son. Oh, you don't even have respect at all. No regard, no respect at all. You picked the one to hand over, the one to take over the wife of my own son. Somebody that is my person. Say, you are a dead man. 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 And before that time, God already closed the womb of everybody related to our King Abimelech. Genesis chapter 20, verse 18. Because it was after he prayed for him that God opened up their wombs. God had closed everybody's womb. The Bible says, for the Lord had first closed up all the womb of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Nobody could get pregnant in Abimelech's palace or anybody related to him simply because God was fighting for Abraham. The presence of God is something that is very heavy. If you fight with somebody that has God's presence, the repercussions are very disastrous. Very, very, very disastrous. That's why when you see somebody who carries God's presence, just be their friend. That is the best thing you can do. Just be their friend. Because to attack them or to walk against them is to walk against God. May you and I never walk against God in Jesus' name. Abraham was a carrier of God's presence. I'm still laying the foundation this morning. Number three example of those that access God's presence are three men called Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. This story is in Daniel chapter 3. The king made a decree. And then these guys went against the decree. I know you know the story very well, Bible scholars. And then they said, forget it. We will not bow to anybody except this God. And the king said, oh yeah, throw them inside the fire. They heat up the fire 7 times more. To the extent that those that went to throw them inside the fire, the Bible says, the heat of the fire killed them. But these guys were enjoying themselves inside the prison. Inside the fire. Why? Because they carry God's presence. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 24. Daniel 3, verse 24. The king was astonished. Your enemies will be astonished at your life today. I say your enemies will be astonished at your life today. To be astonished is to be surprised. To be astonished is to wonder. Daniel 3, verse 24. Now look at this. King Nebuchadnezzar. The king was astonished. And rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his chancellors, did not we cast him bound into the midst of the fire? What's going on? What is happening? I cast three men into the fire. Cast three men bound into the fire. He said, they answered him and said, ah, yes, you are very right, O king. Go on, please. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. That is the person that will be following you everywhere you go. If you are on Okada, he will follow you there. If you are inside the plane, he will follow you. If you are inside transport, public transport car, he will follow you. If you are driving your own car, he will follow you. Now go on to, we're going on, I'm going on till I tell you to stop. Please, go on. And Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth. I can imagine them posing like this. Put their hand in their pocket and they were bouncing. They were posing like this. And the Bible says they came forth. From the midst, they walked out clean from inside the fire. That is how somebody is walking out clean today. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw this man upon whose body the fire had no power. The fire did not have power over them, nor was an hair of their body singed. Neither was their coat changed, nor the smell of fire had on them. You could not even smell fire. At least if somebody... at least even goes near fire. If you go and go near somebody who is roasting boli now or roasting corn, but I mean, you stay there long enough, by the time you are leaving, your wife will know you just went to eat boli. Your wife will know, especially if your wife is a woman like my own, who's like my wife whose nose is very, very sharp. Just like this. Ah, kileje. Ah, exjagedele. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if these guys were inside the fire, not that they were just far away. They were in and they came out, they were still smelling the perfume they wore in the morning. What an asset to carry God's presence. What an asset to carry God's presence. Now please go on. I want to read a little bit more. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, blessed be God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angels and delivered his servant that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Go to the last verse there. Now the Bible says they promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think that should be verse 31 or thereabout. They promoted. Verse 30, they promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. As a result of the presence of God coming on you today, something strange will happen in your life. Amen. You will become a wonder where you walk. Amen. You will become a wonder in your community. Amen. Can I hear you say a louder amen? Amen? Quickly this morning, what is in this presence of God? Why is this presence of God so important? That they must anoint me this morning. Number one, the presence of God is the gateway to the change of the story of a man. The presence of God is what changes the story of a man. The story continues until you carry God's presence. The story continues until you carry God's presence. The story continues until you carry God's presence. In Daniel chapter 3 verse 30 that I quoted earlier on, the Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were promoted. Their story changed because of the presence of God that they carry. If you desire a change of story, you want a change of levels, you want things to work out better for you, please carry God's presence. Don't toy with God's presence. Don't trash God's presence in the dustbin. My God, forget God. Forget it. I have a PhD in microdynamics. I have a PhD in aeronautic engineering, stroke sociology. What do you mean? No matter your PhD, the best thing you can have in this world is to have the presence of God. What is in the presence of God, number two, is divine announcement. You can't carry God's presence and people will not know you. The presence of God is what makes people to know you. And I wrote here, I said, don't turn yourself into a nuisance looking for people to announce you or looking for public announcement. Those that carry God's presence, they don't need announcements. The presence of God on them announces them. Hello. Don't bother yourself. I want them to know me by force. You don't need all that. When you carry God's presence, as a result of the presence of God you are carrying today, you won't need any announcement. God will announce your business himself. I say, God will announce your business himself. Yeah. Places you never sent your CV to, they will call you to come and take appointment. Yeah. Can I hear you say a big amen? Yeah. You don't need too much publicity. You don't need to be changing your Facebook DP every day or every week. It's not necessary. The presence of God supersedes all that. Once you carry God's presence, you are announced supernaturally. And your world will be looking for you. Men that matter will begin to look for you. Yeah. In your society, in your neighborhood, in your nation, people that matter will be looking for you. Amen. Can I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Can I hear you say a loud amen? Amen? Chase the anointing. Then announcement will be very cheap. Just chase the anointing. Chase the presence of God. Father, I want your presence. I want more of your presence. As I'm going to walk this morning, Father, let me carry your presence. Let me carry your presence. And then announcement of your blessings and of your progress will be done speedily. Those that carry God's presence, their glory is never covered up. Those that carry God's presence, you can't cover them inside a bucket. You can't cover them inside a bottle, because the presence of God will burst the hindrances. And today, anywhere they have covered up you and your children, God will release you today. I say, God will release you today. Number three, what is in the presence of God? Enablement for impact. Enablement for impact. That's the result of the oil coming on you today. God will enable you for impact in Jesus' name. In Joel chapter 2, verse 2 to 11. I can't read all through, but the story is there. About how the presence of God can make you do the impossible. Now look at this. Start from verse 1, please, because of I can't read everything. So verse 1 will give us a clearer meaning. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, and it is near at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of cloud of thick darkness, and mourning spread upon the mountains. A great people, somebody say a great people, and a strong, there hath not been ever like them. You say, when the anointing comes on you, you will be among the great people that nobody has ever been like them. Neither shall any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Go on, please. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. No blessing will escape you today. Now look at this. Because of the anointing on their head, he said, the appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. When they appear like horses, because they have mega strength. And as the horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountains, shall they leap. You will no longer be dragging on the floor from now on. I say you will no longer be crawling on the floor from now on. Did I hear you say a big amen? Like the noise of a fire, like a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, and as the strong people set in battle array. Just let me read just one or two more. Before their face, the people shall be much pain. All the faces shall be gathered, shall gather in blackness. They shall run like mighty men. I'll stop here. These people, because they have been anointed, can you see? They will run like mighty men. They shall climb the walls like men of war because of what they carry. So you can see what God is about to pour upon you today. It is called divine enablement for impact. He said they will run. Now look at that. They will run like mighty men. They will climb walls. And they will climb walls like men of war. And they shall match everyone in his way. And they shall not break their ranks. Anybody excited? Shout hallelujah. So what is about to come on your head is not just ordinary oil. It is something that will make you to do what you have never done before. Many of you here, what you've not accomplished from January to July, this August to December, you will do it with ease. That project that you are on, that you are still doing with struggling, between January, this December, you are completing that project completely. Because the oil coming on you is the oil of the presence of God. It is an oil of enablement. It is an oil for action. It is an oil that makes you to climb the mountain. It is an oil that makes you to leap over the wall. Hindrances will be like nothing before you from now onward. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Number four, what is in this oil? What is the presence of the Lord? What is in the divine presence of God? It is the gateway to courage. Courage is a very important requirement for every believer. And the anointing is one of the principal things that brings you into courage. After Moses died, God was speaking to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7. God was telling him, he said, be thou strong and be thou very courageous. So you need courage to win. You need courage to excel. You need courage to prosper. You need courage to go forward. Be strong and be of good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide an inheritance. Go to verse 7, the next verse again. He says, be strong and be very courageous. The anointing oil, the presence of God is the key to courage. Fear always flies when he sees the presence of God. And once that presence of God is upon you, you don't fear anything. You don't fear anything. You don't fear witches. You don't fear wizards. You don't fear diabolical powers because you know that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. You know it that you are not empty. You know it that you carry something. What you will carry today will make you a person that is fearless in Jesus' name. It will make you fearless in Jesus' name. As a woman, you are going into the delivery room to deliver your baby. You are fearless. You are fearless. You say, doctor, let's go. Nurse, let's go. Let's go. I say, what kind of woman is this? Every woman I know, they are always crying when they are going. You are so bold. You are so bold. And as you enter within the space of 15 minutes, you're already shouting hallelujah. Your own case will be an easy case. Because the presence of God is coming on you. The presence of God is coming on you. The presence of God is coming on you. We've had women here, they were going to deliver, and on the staircase, the baby pop out. They just enter the delivery room, they deliver within 2 minutes, and they are okay. Right, they've not even entered the delivery room. They just, oh yeah, let us go. Your case will be a very easy case. I say your case will be a very, very easy case. Your testimony will be very, very massive because you have assessed the spirit of courage. Now this oil comes on you today, you will be forever courageous. I say you will be forever courageous. What else is in the presence of God? Preservation and protection. We read it in our call to worship this morning in Psalm 105 verse 15. Psalm 105 verse 15. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Psalm 105 verse 15. Don't touch the person that carries my presence. If you touch him, you are dead. If you touch his children, I kill you. If you touch his wife, I assassinate you. If you touch his parents or anybody else related to him, I strangulate you. Anybody that is wishing you evil and wishes that you are dead, I declare them dead now. Amen. I declare them dead now. Amen. Anybody thinking evil concerning you, I declare that evil goes back to them and their children. Amen. Can I hear you say a big amen? Amen? We're in trying times in our nation, Nigeria, where without the divine covering of God, nobody is safe. In those days, it's only when you are going to the north that you are scared. Right in our face, in southwest here, things are happening, all sorts of things are happening that you cannot even imagine. All sorts of things. There is no nation in the world where there is violence now as much as Nigeria. No nation. You can't find it. all sorts. Only those who are preserved by God can be spared. Only those who are preserved by God can be spared. The enemy is on rampage. And I say this, as the oil of preservation and oil comes upon you today, God will pick you out from any evil that is coming. Every proposed and planned evil for you, you will escape them. Your children will escape them. Your family will escape them. Your destiny will escape it. In the name of Jesus. So the oil or the anointing is a medium for preservation. And can I shock you? You cannot have enough of it. You cannot say, I now have more than enough of the presence of God. I don't need any more. No. It's an endless thing. It's something that you keep on aspiring for. It's something that you keep on clamoring for. It's something that you keep on requesting for. God, I want more of your presence. Can you imagine a man like Moses who saw God face to face? Face to face. Somebody that saw God face to face. They say, God, I want to still know you more. He spent time with God 40 days on the mountain. God was there. He knew God. Moses, do you know it was God that buried Moses? Nobody buried Moses. He went, God said, go to the mountain, go and die there. I'm the one that will bury you personally. God, Moses was a man that knew God until his death. He was still crying for God's presence. Ay, 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 ay. So you can see the assets that you carry. And as from today, you will not lose God's presence again. I say you will not lose God's presence again. Nobody will ask the question, where is your God? I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. Nobody will ask the question that where is your God? Nobody will ask the question that are you really serving God? Nobody will ask the question that where is your God? Because God will continually preserve you and preserve your entire family in the name of Jesus. Number six. What does the presence of God carry? It carries the power to destroy yokes. Isaiah 10 verse 27. Isaiah 10 verse 27. And it shall come to pass that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The presence of God destroys yokes. What are yokes? Yokes is talking about burdens. Yokes is talking about unwanted things. Yokes is talking about things like sicknesses, like diseases. The anointing is a major tool for destruction of diseases. In Mark chapter 6 verse 13, when the apostles were anointed, the Bible says, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. The oil, as it comes upon you today, sickness will drop off cheaply in the name of Jesus. When the anointing comes, they say they cast out devils. They anointed with oil. So anybody sick here today, you are not going back with that sickness. I say anybody sick here today, you are not going back with that sickness. That my beloved daughter said that she came to the house of God last week. That's why you must not be far away from the house of God, because you don't know when your word will come. She said the word of God came to her and said, there's somebody here whose right eye, has a problem. And then she picked it, she received it. The same eye that was, we always bring her water, she cannot check her phone. I can't imagine somebody not be able to check phone in this present day Nigeria now. Almost everybody is a phone person. She can't check her phone. She can't read for long. And suddenly, the word of God came. And that yoke went back to the sender. That which they sent to you that is evil, we go back to the sender today. That thing that they sent to you, we go back to the senders today. So the anointing or the presence of God coming on you and I today destroys yokes. It breaks yokes. It destabilizes yokes. Whatever is unwanted is a yoke. Anything that you see and you don't like is a yoke. Anything that you see and it's not making you happy is a yoke. God will flush them out today. God will take them away today. I say God will take them away today. Every issue of concern shall become an issue of testimony. Every issue of concern shall become an instrument of testimony in the name of Jesus. What you were weeping over before shall suddenly become an instrument of testimony. What is in the presence of God? What is in the anointing? And I've talked about six so far. Can we please go through it very quickly? Number one, Sorry? Gateway to the change of story of a man. Number two. Divine announcement. Number three. Enablement for impact. Number four. Gateway to courage. And number five. Preservation and protection. Number six. Destruction of yokes. Number seven. What is in the anointing? What is the presence of God? It is the medium for empowerment for witnessing. It is the medium for empowerment for witnessing. It is the medium for empowerment for witnessing. When you carry the presence of God, ability to witness and to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ will not be a difficulty. When the presence of God comes on you, you become bold to go out to speak about the love of Jesus. You become bold to advertise your God. Do you know that every product that you know about, you can easily advertise? Once you know about it, for those that sell rice, there are different kinds of rice. Ladies, am I right? There are some rice that when you start boiling them, they swell fast. There are some that they don't swell very fast. Yes or no? So when you want to sell the one that has that can become very, very big and very lovely and very sumptuous in the mouth, you want to market it. You say, this one, I know it. I can use my hand to bang my head because of it. You know what I mean? I am so sure of this particular product because it's a good product. But this one, actually, you see, if you want to buy it, sharp, that's the way it works. When you are sure that your God is your God, you can easily talk about his love. Why am I so bold to talk about Jesus everywhere? I know what he has done for me. I know, and I want many more people to come and enjoy him. In Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Where we say, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Somebody say, he has anointed me. He has anointed me. The Spirit of God coming upon you today and anointing you today is not for sitting down. It is for you to preach the gospel to the poor. Don't say this one is poor. I only want to preach to the rich. The Bible says, he has anointed me to preach to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. When the oil comes upon you, you are enabled to speak about the love of God. And as a result of today's anointing, I see the spirit of boldness to be able to witness come upon you in the name of Jesus. And the one man, seven souls that we are running presently, provides a formidable platform for us to use the anointing that's coming upon us this morning. This project provides a very good platform for you to go out and speak about the love of God. Speaking to the blessed, speaking to the poor, speaking to the rich, speaking to neighbors, speaking to customers, speaking to fellow colleagues in the place of work, speaking to fellow students about the love of God. And then you see yourself going to the level that God has designed for you. As I round up this morning, in conclusion, the anointing or the presence of God continues to work with condition. One of the major conditions is continuous service. Someone say continuous service. Psalms 89 verse 20. I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil have I anointed him. If you are not serving God, you don't expect him to follow you about aimlessly. Your service qualifies you for God's presence. Your service qualifies you for anointing. Your continuous service. There is no retirement for a Christian in the place of serving God. If the presence of God is your desire, then the service of God must be paramount in your heart. I have found David. I have not found David, the man that is watching television all day. I have not found David, the rich man. I have found David, my servant, serving me. That's the person I have found. That's the person I will be with. I searched for him and I found him because he's serving me. God will begin to search for you. You know, many people are searching for God. As we are talking now, because there's holiday, some people have gone to mountain now for 3 days. No, but not members of our church here, because members of our church here don't walk aimlessly about. pursuing what is not. Some have gone to some far, far places inside the bush to go and be seeking God. You don't need to seek God like that. Seek God in the place of service, you will find him. Seek God in the place of service and you will find him. God is not as far as you think he is. He's nearby. But he's nearby to those who are ready to serve him. May the spirit of consistent service to God rest on you today in Jesus' name. I said, may the spirit of consistent service to God rest on you today in Jesus' name. No matter what you have, no matter what God has given to you, if you want his presence, you must not put his service under the table to be picked whenever you wish, or to be picked once a month, or to be picked once a week on Sundays alone. The service of God must go with you, then the presence of God will go with you. The service of God must go with you everywhere, then the presence of God will go with you. In conclusion, you want the presence of God also. It's important. Another condition, the first is that one must serve him. The second one is that one must be saved. He must be saved. If a Christian or a person is not saved, it's not safe. It's not safe because he won't carry God's presence. Once you can carry God's presence, you are saved. Once you move around with God's presence, you are saved. And what is that? What is the gateway to that? Salvation. Salvation. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. Hebrews 1 verse 9. Bible says, thou lovest righteousness and thou hatest wickedness. Thou lovest righteousness and thou hatest iniquity. Therefore the Lord thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Because you decided to drop that habit, he said, for because of that I will anoint you. I will anoint you above your fellow. I will decorate you. I will change your life. I will move you forward. This morning, before we go into prayer, you are here this morning, or you are watching us on the internet, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want this presence of God. I am very, very desperate for the presence of God. However, I want to first ask God for mercy. I want to ask God for mercy. I want to be sincere. I want to be truthful. I want God to have mercy on me first. I don't want them to just put oil on my head and it not carry value. I want to pray with you. All is bowed and all eyes closed. You want to rededicate your life to God. Not that you are a bad person. You are not a bad person. But you want to rededicate your life to God. Very quickly this morning, I want to pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. I want to pray quickly. I want to be up on your feet quickly. And I will pray with you. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Not that you are a bad person, but you in your heart of hearts, everything I've listed here today, you want it. You want the blessing of God. You want the presence of God. But you want to quickly make your ways right with God. Quickly, be on your feet as I count from 1 to 5. 1. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want your life changed. You want a brand new life in Christ Jesus. You want Christ to change your life. You want to move from glory to glory, from blessing to blessing, from testimony to testimony. I want to pray with you quickly. Please be on your feet. 1. Also, you are watching us on the screen from anywhere in the world. You want to quickly also make your ways right with God. Please send us an email to that email stated on the screen or to the phone number stated on the screen. It send us a WhatsApp there and then we'll be able to respond to you. God bless you. Also, you are seated here today. You see, for one, to be outstanding in life, you have to stand up for God. This decision that you are about to take, we all took it at one time or the other. I'm not saying you are a bad person. No, that's not the issue. The issue is that you want to make your ways right with God. You want God to have mercy on you. You want God to cleanse you from any of the past things that you know that it might hinder you this morning. I want to pray with you. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. You want to surrender. You want to surrender all to him. You want to surrender your life, surrender your time, surrender everything to God. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Please quickly be on your feet this morning. And then we will pray together wherever you are standing. And your life will never be the same again. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. I surrender all. also you are here seated, or you are watching us on the internet anywhere in the world, you want to break a habit, you want to stop that habit, you want a change of life, a change of status, you want to break that habit, I want to pray with you also. Be on your feet quickly. Don't be the last person. You want a change of life, a change of status, a change of destiny. I want to pray with you quickly, beloved. Be on your feet, wherever you are. Two. God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Also, you are watching us anywhere in the world. You cannot say this is the day I gave my life to Christ. You are just coming to church. Yes, you are living a life of your own, but you come to church, but you cannot really say this is the day I gave my life to Christ. It's very important that you know that day. It's very important that you have that day. And today is a good day. It's a day that the Lord has made. I want you to join the people already standing. You want today to mark the day of your salvation. You want to mark this date as that date so that you can remember it for life. Join the people already standing. God bless you. God bless you. Three, we are in a hurry to go into prayers this morning and into the anointing session. Let the anointing be prepared right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are wherever you are. Also, you are trusting God that this morning will not elude you. You want to be saved. You want a change of life. You want a change of story. You want a change of destiny. I want to pray with you this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Four. One more count and I will pray. One more. I'll pray. One more. If you are still seated and you desire a change of life, not that you are a bad person. You are not a bad person, but you don't want this anointing to be a waste. You don't want it to be a waste. You want to surrender completely. You want a change of life, brand new life, brand new heart, brand new destiny. I want to pray with you. Join the people already standing before I pray. I'll give you 30 seconds before I pray. You know, the funny thing, where you are sitting, the Spirit of God is telling you in your conscience, stand up, stand up, stand up. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Don't kill the Spirit. Don't kill the Spirit. Don't kill the Spirit. Don't kill the Spirit. That Spirit talking to you to stand up is the Spirit of God. He wants to bless you. He wants to change your life. He wants to change your story for you. I want to pray with you quickly. Be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. And five. Now, wherever you are standing, either you are watching us or you are in the auditorium here already standing, please place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from every past sin. Afresh, this morning, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me as your son, as your daughter. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for the grace of salvation that I've saved this morning. That same grace will bring about the establishment of this one. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious. Please follow the counselors. God
bless. Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.